For a moment, you feel like you're in one of the most rural parts of upstate New York, listening to the serene sounds of birds and insects. But a few minutes later, a police car barrels by as a friendly reminder that you're in the city.
The land was owned by the railroad company for about 100 years.
Newlyweds Daniel and Alex Ash live in an old two-story house on Gitchery Street, located on the east side of Buffalo, where they lease 6 acres. It's their first year running their own urban farm.
Somebody at some point, we think about 40 to 50 years ago, planted about 25 apple trees, a couple of pear trees, and 3 or 4 cherries. And, you know, they haven't been maintained for at least a decade, if not more. And so we're looking to bring those back into production.
Alex Ash came to Buffalo with her parents, Mark and Janice Stevens, 5 years ago from rural Wyoming County. The Stevens family owned the other urban farm on the east side, a few blocks away on Wilson Street. Alex and Daniel attribute all of their farming knowledge to their parents.
Another important thing that has been successfully passed down is that they feel that they can do these things. They can do whatever they want to.
Janice and Mark Stevens say they started farming because they didn't want to grocery shop for things they could grow themselves. They also used farming to teach their children life lessons.
I always use the example of potatoes. From the littlest kid who was like spacing out the potatoes with their feet, to the ones who were, you know, tamping it over, and then when it came to harvest time, we all did that together. We dug up the potatoes, we sorted them, we stored them in the basement, and they would feed us all winter long. And they knew that they were an integral part of that process.
With the younger Stevens children digging holes for bean plants as part of their summer project, Daniel Ash talks about why soil is usually a big concern for urban farmers.
If the area that you're growing has been historically residential, you're more likely to have issues with soil fertility and low levels of organic matter. And they demolish houses, they bring in loose fill that's low quality, and you're basically having to start from scratch in terms of building your soil.
Ash says he and his wife got lucky with their soil because the land they lease has never been developed. Mark Stevens says the city location has other benefits.
We lived in a large dairy farming community, and we were the only really organic people surrounded by large farmers. So we were constantly worrying about the chemicals they were spraying, what our well water was bringing up, because all those chemicals were leaching down in, airplanes flying over to spray the corn. So we don't worry about that here.
Alex Ash says that's not the only difference between rural and urban farming.
There's a lot of positive feedback. People are like, whoa, this is a great thing you're doing. But other people are like, farm in the city? No, farms belong in the country.
Mark Stevens says they also made the move so they could share their love of farming with others. He says they're working with a local co-op called Farmer Pirates.
So we're sharing equipment. We have a tractor that we have access to. We have various tillers that we share, lawnmowers. We share knowledge, and the cooperative now owns some land that is leased to its members.
Composting is another business sideline for the co-op, as Daniel and Alex pick up ingredients from the local equestrian center, neighbors, and other businesses. Buffalo has been suffering from a declining population, leaving most homes and lots on its east side vacant and run down. City Common Council member David Fronczak says that's why he supports the two urban farms in his district.
You're not going to build houses in every lot. At one point, some developers said, well, we might want to build. Well, we got plenty of streets with a lot of empty lots where you can build, because this is a great experiment, and I think it's been a big success.
Alex Ash says she and Daniel plan to bring chickens, roosters, and maybe even goats to their urban farm in the future.
I would love to get animals. We want to start working with the city on that soon.
Council member Fronczak says right now goats aren't allowed, but he'd be open to the idea if it's done properly.
We're a city, we're not a farm, but it's a city that has emptied out more than half its population, and on the east side, a lot more than that. So if there's ways to do it in a way that of a high standard, it's something we can look at, because we do allow chickens.
Mark and Janice Stevens say the future looks good for their city farm and others like it. Ashley Hassett, WBFO News.